Hi, and welcome back. Trade Show University once again. We're headed down the home stretch, and I know you guys are making a lot of progress doing the things that your competition isn't, and you're going to have a lot of success at your next trade show. So I want to talk about step number 7, defining the sales process. Seems like kind of a simple concept, simple thing to think about, but once again, it's something that a lot of companies don't do, but it could pay huge dividends for you. And it's important to do this because the prospects at your show are rarely going to be at all at the same stage of your sales process. So you could have some people at a particular event that are, let's say, already customers. You could have some that are very close to already buying from you. They've heard of your company before. They're dealing with a salesperson, and they're very close to buying. You may have some people who've heard a little bit about you. They know a little bit about what you do, but really haven't engaged with you. And then you're going to have prospects who've never heard of your company at all, don't even understand what you do. And you've got to have a plan for all of them. And so by defining your sales process of really understanding how your prospects move from an introduction of your company to becoming a customer of your company is critical. And it's going to pay dividends in helping the staff that is working your booth to understand what to do when somebody comes into the booth. So kind of one of their first goals is to have to understand, where is this prospect or customer in our cycle? If they're already a customer of ours, what am I supposed to do? What's the next step for them? If they've never heard of us, what am I supposed to do? What's the next step? And so this is a real simple thing to do, and it's something that you want to think about really from the time the trade show, really before the trade show, during the trade show, and after the trade show. So you want to think about that process completely through there. So let's just kind of talk about it in a basic way. You know, before the show, you may have decided to email or send postcard mailers or do some Twitter social media strategies before the event. And if you do, then your funnel, your sales process is actually starting before the show. So you kind of want to diagram that to say, okay, the first thing that we kind of want to expose them to when we send them out a prospect is that we want them to learn this about our company, and we want to drive them to our website to watch this introductory video. Okay, so that could be first step. So that could happen before the show, per se. Now, let's say they come into the booth space and they have not watched the video, they haven't heard anything. So you may say, okay, this prospect is coming in, they don't know anything about us. The first thing I want to do is give them the same experience that I gave the people before the show that had the chance to watch this video. So your staff knows to bring them into the booth. They're going to begin by watching this 30, 40 second interview, and they're going to learn a little bit about your company. Now let's say someone came into the booth and they had heard a little bit about your company. The next stage of your process is you want them to experience the demo. So this is a hands-on demo of your product. So they come in and they're going to work the demo. And then perhaps the next step could be that they're going to have a consultation with one of your salespeople. Salesperson's going to ascertain their needs, find out what their goals and objectives are. And then finally, the next step could be a meeting with a sales manager or president of the company in the suite or in a private area. So when you map all these things out, it just makes it real easy for your team, your staff, and you to move people from one step in the process to the next. And this also goes for after the show, because it's very likely that you're not going to close any business at the trade show. I mean, that could happen in the private suite, but for the most part, you're going to be generating new leads and opportunities. And as you know and as you hear, a lot of people do a poor job of following up on leads after the show. So if you've diagrammed your process and you bring back leads after the show, you have a good plan and you know what needs to be done. So maybe you've got 20 people who are ready for a demo. You have 40 that are ready for a consultation. And then you have 10 that are ready for a meeting with the president or sales manager, what have you. And so it makes it very easy for you to know those next steps and what to do. Now, a tool, just kind of a little added bonus here, a tool that we use good effect to help us design our sales process and manage it is a system called Infusionsoft. And Infusionsoft is a CRM system, a customer relationship management system. It's like a database, and an email marketing system. And it lets you automate a lot of steps in this follow-up. And I just throw that out there because you might find it helpful in your marketing and trade shows. And we love it. And if you'd like to learn more about it, just reply to me in the email that you get from me, and I'll be happy to help you learn a little bit more about it. So really critical that you understand your sales process. A lot of people go to the show, people just show up in the booth, and staff start talking without a plan and without an idea of what comes next. And I don't want you to do that. So get creative, start drawing your, mapping out your sales process, and it's going to really pay huge dividends at your next show. Thanks again for participating. Just a few more lessons to go. We'll see you next time.